with St. Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today, children, we continue on with our celebration of this octave of the Solemnity of St. Joseph. And when I think of St. Joseph, there's many different things to think about and meditate on. But one of them I thought of was the great privilege that he was given during his lifetime, during his adult life, his whole adult life up until the time he died, was that he was able to be constantly in that presence of God. And not just in the presence of God, but knowing that he's in the presence of God at all those times. And he was very aware of this. Think about it. One of the greatest events ever to happen in the world is God becoming man, the incarnation. And there St. Joseph was with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first ones to see that come, the first ones to kneel down and adore our Lord there in Bethlehem. Then as a very small child, St. Joseph carried God himself in his arms. St. Joseph embraced him to his heart, loved him in his daily life, not only because he loved God, but also loved this child that was before him. He played with our Lord. He ate with our Lord. He worked with our Lord. In fact, one of the really interesting things is he taught our Lord, because it was his role as a foster father to him, he taught him the trade of carpentry. He taught him how to make things out of wood. And when you really think about it, he made wood. That is, our Lord did. He made wood itself. He made all things out of nothing. And yet there St. Joseph was, because it was his role to teach him how to build tables and chairs and things like that out of pieces of wood. And no matter what the task was, St. Joseph was always mindful and always prayerfully recognizing the presence of God in his life everywhere he went. And that aided him in always being, as we're told, the just man, that he was never did anything. He always did everything perfectly. He was never sinful in any type of way whatsoever, and did everything to the most perfect way that he possibly could do that because of his love and service of God. And that's what you should all think of when we come to these times of St. Joseph. And in everyday life, you should think, how can I put myself in the presence of God? Because God is always with each and every single one of us at all times. When you're here at the church, going to school, of course, if you're in the church, God is right there in the tabernacle. And when you're in the school or in the playground, it's like when St. Joseph might have been working in the shop to build something out of wood, and our Lord may have been inside the kitchen of the home helping Our Lady there with some of the tasks around the house. He's just over in the other room, if you will. So he's still always there present. And even when we're home or anywhere else, our Lord is at least very much spiritually present in our lives. He never is away from us. He's always there looking after us. And for us, we should always make sure we're in his presence. How do we do that, children? How do we put ourselves in the presence of God? Well, we do so by raising our minds and our hearts up to him at different points in the day. Say you're going from one class to another class. You're switching from math to history, say. And in that little bit of time, all you have to do is think of how our Lord is present with you and maybe make a little invocation to him. You've gained great graces for yourself, and on top of it, you have reminded yourself of his presence there in your life. You know, perhaps it is when you're about to take a test and you think to yourself, well, I need some extra help. I pray to him because I know he's there with me all the time. Or perhaps you think of him when you really don't want to do some sort of chore, or you don't want to do your homework, or whatever it may be, think of him, because that's keeping ourselves in the presence of the Lord. And when we are spiritually together with Christ and mindful of that, what's that going to do in our lives? Well, it gains us graces because we've made those little invocations and we have made those little prayers, what the lifting up of our hearts, minds, and souls to God. It'll also help us to avoid sin. If I am thinking of God, if I'm cognizant, or if I know that he is with me, then I'm not going to fall into sin. It'll help me to do my work well, especially the times that I don't want to do something. If I know that I'm thinking of God and I'm thinking about him being present there, then I know that I can offer up this work or whatever little chore or task or school that it may be. I can offer it up to him as a prayerful offering. And therefore, now something that I didn't want to do is a little sacrifice that I've given to our Lord, and that helps push me to do it, not only to do it, but to do it well, to do it as perfectly as I can. And in the end, that constant presence with our Lord will help us to sanctify ourselves. It will be what gets us, in the end, to heaven. And there will be no question any longer about being in the presence of God. We will see him face to face, and it will be the greatest happiness we'll ever know. It will be a happiness which we will share with the good Saint Joseph. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.